We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You look like an angel.
All right, so the camera, John Rich, 94 WIP.
Walk like an angel.
Unmistakable voice of the king. That would be Elvis. Talk like an angel. And, of course, every Thursdays at noon, we talk to another Ken. Well, at least he says he is. Howard Eskin is brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and Other Things. Head over to FWOT, F-W-O-T, FWOT, Friday and Saturday night this weekend. They'll be offering all their daily specials from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So late night, meaning 9 to 11 specials at FWOT. Go to FWAT.com for more. Of course, just gear up for any game day, any sport, whatever it may be. Fingers, Wings, and Other Things, the place to be. Sports Carlton guest line, we go to talk to our buddy Howard Eskin. What's going on, King?
Well, now we're pals, huh?
Well, you know, I mean, I like the fact you're going after Richie lately. I think that's outstanding work by you.
Well, you know, there's another one today, but I'm going to go after both of you today.
Why?
Well, Richie was always into that pass run, that nonsense about pass run ratio. Hmm. So just to try to help him out, because I know, I think he played football at some time. Only one team in the NFL has a 50-50 pass run-to-pass ratio. That's Seattle. 16 teams have thrown for more than 60%, and the Eagles are right there at 61 and 39. So, and by the way, the three teams that satisfied his run-pass ratio last year were the Jaguars, Bills, and Cowboys. How's that worked out?
I don't remember ever making a big deal out of the run-pass ratio.
Oh, I thought you did. I remember you did, and my memory's like a steel trap.
Now, your memory's wrong, because I've never heard him say 50-50. So, dead wrong. But Howard, hold on a second. But my memory has something, Howard, of my childhood. Probably 10 years before I was producing your, it was okay show. I remember being a kid, listening to WIP, listening to Howard Eskin openly talk about rooting for the Cowboys because of some affinity for Jimmy Johnson. Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, you are remembering it. But what I did is I root for Jimmy Johnson because he was the coach of the Cowboys. So here I had a choice to root for the Eagles and Rich Kotite.
Yep.
And he was a stone cold dope. And I'm saying, you know, I wanted to enjoy football. I knew Jimmy from the University of Miami, so I rooted for Jimmy Johnson, who happened to be the head coach of the Cowboys. Once he was done, or once the Eagles got fired.
This is the lamest thing I've ever heard, by the way. Keep going.
Well, no. Once Kotite got fired and Ray Rhodes came in, I changed my allegiance, and at the same time, Jimmy Johnson was gone because Jerry Jones, the dope that he is, didn't keep the best coach outside of Todd Landry in that organization's history. So that's the history. I own up to it. The truth will set you free. I mean,
it's a disgrace. The fact that you got an Eagles Super Bowl ring after what you just said, Seltzer hit it.
Wait a minute. There's guys that got Super Bowl rings.
Disgraceful, asking.
Wait a minute.
Disgraceful.
There's guys that got Super Bowl rings that were Cowboys fans growing up. So things change.
Yeah, they play for the
change.
Team.
By the way, I'm trying to set the date for Ben Simmons Hall of Fame induction, which you said. Can you tell me what that date will be?
Sure. It'll be sometime in like 2037. All right, King. King, Darren Sproles. What do you know about Sproles?
We glossed over that, John. How about him just glossing over that? Simmons being a Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah, he'll still be a Hall of Famer, even though he can't shoot, but it's not good.
No.
All right, King, Sproles. What do you know about the severity of this latest injury? Will they shut him down and IR him? What do you know about what's going on?
Well, I think they have to make that decision. Probably not now, because you're not going to sign anybody now. I don't know. I don't really know that they have anybody on their practice squad that they could bring up that would satisfy it, but it's obviously a conversation that's going on. Will they shut him down at his age? I feel so bad for him. I saw him in the early workouts yesterday, seemed to be fine. I actually put video up on Twitter and Instagram, seemed to be fine. And then all of a sudden, you hear this morning that once you get, you aggravate it, hamstrings are no joke. Right. Hey, listen, I'm not a professional athlete. I'm an athlete, but not a professional athlete. Unlike Joe, he's a professional.
Thanks for making that clarification, Howard.
Well,
as if there was one person listening that thought you were a professional athlete. But okay.
No, but I didn't want you to rip me for not being an athlete because I am. But I had a second degree hamstring tear last year. Again, totally, it's the same injury, and it was one of the most painful things I've ever had. It probably took at least 8 weeks to heal. Now, it's different for me. I don't get the treatment that those guys get.
Yeah.
But I know it's no joke. And the fact that Sidney Jones doesn't appear like he's going to be ready, and that's what going on 4 weeks now, I think. It's a tough injury. You only have 8 games left and the playoffs, but I don't know that you can carry him for the 8 games. So there will be serious thought that they might have to put him on the IR. And you can't. None of us want to see that happen in the last year of what will be the last year of his career. None of us want to see that happen. But you've got to do what's best for the football team. So if they find somebody that can replace him on that roster, that's what you're probably going to have to do. It's kind of sad, but that means if he's re-aggravated it after all that time off, then he's not going to be good in the next couple of weeks. So then you're down to at least the next couple of weeks. Then you're down to 6 games. It's really kind of a shame because he's such a good guy and you wanted him to go out with a little bit of glory in his career. He's still a Hall of Famer, I think. He's a legitimate one, unlike the other guy we just mentioned a little while ago. He's a legitimate one, and I hate to see him go out that way. It's going to be a tough situation for them to keep him on the roster.
A guy who was on the NFI list, Timmy Jernigan, you were the first person I heard who said, hey, he's got a chance of coming back. What's the timetable look like for him to return?
Well, I think they want to get him. He's healthy. But now, from what I understand, they want to get him in the football shape. And I don't think he will play on Sunday. But I do think he will play the following week. So,
great. That is so great.
Yeah. I mean, he's healthy. And everybody's acknowledged that he's healthy. But he's got to get back into football shape. Remember, he hasn't played since last year. And it's a very physical and tough position, as they all are, really, in football. But he's got to get back into football shape. And when he does, again, now I'm hearing it might not be for Sunday, but I am hearing it will be for the next week. And it's unlikely on Sunday.
So our cornerback position, what does it look like against the Dallas Cowboys with Sidney Jones out, with Jalen Mills out? We don't know anything about this LeBlanc guy. Does Rasul Douglas end up starting across from Ronald Darby?
I guess he almost has to. I mean, who else would you put out there? But the Eagles got to be, and Jim Schwartz has got to be creative, because Dak Prescott is clueless. He's so easy to confuse defensively, and the Eagles have done it in the past.
Yep.
And all you got to do, your defensive line has got to contain. You're actually one in the past. The reason he has so many sacks is I think he's very hesitant and afraid to throw the football because he really doesn't know what he's looking at.
He holds it longer than any quarterback in the NFL.
Right, because he doesn't know what he's looking at, and I think he's very hesitant, and I'll use the word afraid to throw the football because he's afraid it's going to get picked off. Mm. He just is easily confused, and that's what the Eagles have to do. So what they have to do, because they're hurt in the secondary, is make sure that they do some things with a pass rush. And I don't know you necessarily want to blitz him. You want to keep extra guys out there because you can kind of do things in the set. When you have all those people out there without the blitz, you can kind of confuse them a lot easier.
If he's scared, should he get a dog, Howard?
He probably, the way he throws the football and the way he reads the defense, he should probably get a half dozen dogs.
All right, Bryce Harper, Howard. Is he going to be a Phil?
I think there's a chance, but I think Scott Boras plays people.
Yeah.
I think the Phillies will offer as much as anybody else. You know, I heard Bob Nightingale, and, you know, he's created a relationship with John Middleton. Well, but he wasn't happy that Arrieta signed for $75 million, so he's not happy that the Phillies wouldn't offer him more anyway. He wants to get the most. And this is why it's taken so long. This is why you were so off base thinking it was going to happen in a few days.
No, I was wrong. But, I was wrong.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you said the deadline. He was going to sign by what today?
I was wrong, Howard.
Yesterday.
Let's just let it.
Repeat
let's
that
just...
for me, Joe. I didn't hear
No. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to repeat. I'm going to repeat something for you right now.
Same one.
The
joke.
Goal of you to wear an Eagles Super Bowl ring after for multiple years rooting for the Dallas Cowboys against the Eagles in the 90s, and you blame it on the Eagles coach and the Cowboys coach?
That's a disgrace, Howard. I'm sure there's players have worn multiple team Super Bowl rings because they've won Super Bowls with multiple teams. So it's not
that is the weakest thing I've ever heard.
To answer your Bryce Harper question.
I don't even care about your answer anymore.
Both guys want to be the highest paid, whether it's Machado or whether it's Harper. And they're kind of waiting for the first shoe to drop to make sure they get a dollar more. I think that's what they're looking for. It's too bad because it holds up teams, holds up the Phillies trying to make other moves. If you're going to get Bryce Harper, then you've got to trade somebody in the outfield. I would trade Herrera whether they get Harper or not. But you've got to make some trades. And it kind of holds them up a little bit. And that's the sad part about that whole thing.
All right, Ken, go get yourself some fwat, fingers, wings, and other things. Go get.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send it to Drew Hanlon, Markel Fultz, trainer. He didn't answer my tweet yesterday. I tweeted him yesterday. I wanted an answer.
You want the truth, right? You want the truth.
I want the truth and nothing but the truth.
Well, I was going for you can't handle the truth.
Do that.
There you go. There you go. All right, King. Thanks, man.
Nitwits.
All right, there he is. Howard Eskin. That's outrageous.
He called you a nitwit.
Outrageous.
And his justification was nonsense.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.